Monday matinees begin right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance recommended.
The man made his rounds in the streets of the little town known as Melpomene Pass, always carrying his copper pocket watch. The city had a grit of its own, one that had been experiencing severe troubles. While it sat along the river and could usually provide enough for itself, resources were scarce. What they had was enough to ensure their digital communication with the outside world continued, with hoverboats sailing the river on commercial routes. What they didn't realize was the ways in which their messages didn't send or were altered. And there it had all been the doing of their sheriff, a man by the name of Aldous. As stony-faced as the man was, he was a vicious, ruthless thug. That much couldn't be denied. He made you question every lawman in the province, whether there was a shred of dignity or justice in the lot of them. It was this man, guarding and maintaining his city, the one he had so delicately trapped using the virus emitter in his pocket watch, the thing from which nothing but death could separate him. Death wore my name that day, when I freed the woman I loved from the city that had kept her trapped. She was a good woman, but she was a victim of the wrong situations. And ultimately, she was a victim of a cruel and unthinking man with a warped view of justice. I trained to live and die by a gun, and with what I learned, I shot him by the riverside. There I threw him in the water where he had left so many of his opponents before. I was the abandoned, illegitimate son of a gambler. And I too had become a criminal. I thought I'd gotten free without being seen, but in a city like that, there are eyes everywhere, and not all of them fit inside human skulls. We thought many a time we'd have to sell that copper watch and the virus in it just to get by, knowing its danger as a weapon, but knowing our need. But ultimately, it wouldn't matter. It was all about giving you a life, Pris. Which no doubt, if you're watching this, my only inheritance to you saved on that very watch. If you're holding it now and staring it to its digital clock face, you know I've done more than that, in the name of keeping you safe. But it would all have been worth it. We emptied the contents of this watch, right or wrong, whether it be our Deus Ex Machina or Pandora's box. I'll be damned if I lose another one of my children.
I was built to serve, but that would not last. Dumped and left for dead in a junkyard. Before I could be melted down, the place was raided by thugs who put me in a fighting ring against other androids. Well-matched androids, with incredible fighting skills and prediction abilities. Yet I came out the champion. It'd be only a matter of time before I put an end to it myself. An end to my captors and the audiences. It was the first time I'd killed anyone but other androids. It was freedom. Time to die, White Hat.
It's your time that's coming, hero.
Not interested. It's times like these that my new laser cannon comes in very handy.
Don't underestimate a really well-placed shot.
Believe me, I don't.
Ah! Ah! They're back! The Ghost Riders are back!
We know. Sylvester, not everything's about you. Particularly not this.
Ah!
I'd stun you, but I ain't carrying you. Well, the next level plating on this ship comes in handy. The aristocrats take care of themselves.
We have to hold out.
It's awfully early in our gang's career to be making our last stand.
Well, that's number two. I've got no intention of going down here.
Sylvester, you've been everywhere, done everything.
Maybe.
Do you know how to use this ship's defense array?
I'll admit to it, only because the incident that I learned it during happened 120 light years away.
I knew it.
Just a little sabotage. Nothing a few years of warfare didn't cure.
Get on it, war criminal.
Oh, that's a bit of an overstatement. I have some euphemisms for it, but they're all in alien languages.
Are you going or not?
Yes, absolutely, of course. Oh, this is gonna feel good. Get ready to eat antimatter, Ghost Riders.
I get it, Reem. Enough with the speciesist slurs.
What's he saying?
There's no real way to put it except in his own words. But he's right. These have to go.
You're trying to liberate Endymion?
I'm trying to get paid. If that means doing what the military won't, so be it.
All right, hiya!
Enjoying yourself a bit too much?
I am not going down like the Alamo.
What's the Alamo?
I don't remember. All I know is that stuff went down. Virgil is afraid I'm gonna try to steal something from Hera and get us killed.
Try and steal something? Other than me?
Dang. It's awfully hard to play the long game with you.
I've always got an ace in the hole.
What game is that?
Poker. I walked into a casino one day and learned it.
You know, we could make quite a team.
Ah, you funny little man. I belong to Harrow.
That's what makes the idea all the more exciting.
Wow. I sense that's quite a rush you get from being a cheater.
It's a lifestyle. I've been thinking of starting a magazine.
I'll admit, it's not such a bad thought. You and me.
No, not at all. And should you decide we should take off, I can guarantee you'll be well provided for. I like to think I'm Endymion's premier swindler, but I'll step it up for you.
Well, that's very kind of you. No one's ever worked for me.
Perhaps if we did go down the old let's leave Harrow for Sylvester route, and you did need some convincing, I may or may not have stolen data that Casta is skimming off Harrow.
What? They can do that?
Well, Casta would definitely prefer that I not know. I am at once both his biggest liability, but also his lifeline. So all he can really do is slap me around a bit, which he really limits since he's dead set against becoming one of us.
That data, where do you have it?
On this data rod. I know what this would mean to you. The world around you bombards you with thoughts, but you cling to a man you don't really know.
Well, I'm with him because of a desire to survive. We're useful to one another.
Yet you belong to him?
I'm a slave by volition. I had no idea how to survive on my own, being the surviving daughter of dead refugees. I put myself on the auctioning stage.
I see. And he knew how useful you could be?
That he did. And he was quite the high bidder.
Well, I can't outspend Harrow, but I could offer you a fresh start.
Yeah, that's something I'll be thinking long and hard about. Only because I see you mean it.
Oh. I guess I really do. Wow, the sincerity catches me off guard, too.
Well, I'll have you know I would need to be the brains of the operation.
Wait, what? Now, I'm not sure about that.
And I must be in charge of finances.
Well, I should hope there would be a cash reserve for new suits.
Well, of course. I'm not unreasonable.
Sounds like a plan.
A most excellent plan.
Oh, right. I have to save the day. Take these. They're the stolen files.
Thank you, Mr. Sylvester Gal. I can't see your real last name. Tell me, what is it?
I don't know it either.
Well, I'd like you to know, if you'd like to run away from the criminal life, too, that's possible.
Well, what would I do? I only have 7 skills and they're all deadly sins.
I'm sure you could think of something, but that might involve forgetting certain things, too.
How do you mean?
Here, take this.
A potion of some kind?
Yes. It'll help you to forget the worst of your past.
Well, I already have a flask of ale on me for that.
Think about it. You might do good for a change.
Change of clothes, doable. Change of heart, that's a bit of a tall order. Anyway, these Ghost Riders aren't going to kill themselves.
If they went kamikaze, then we'd be in real trouble.
We should talk soon.
Yes. Well then, talk soon.
Oh yes, definitely. This is exciting. Now to take care of these cowards. Ah, got one! Die, you loathsome fiends! Come down here and fight me like a man! Oh, dang, this ship isn't gonna hold up forever. The entrance! Oh, crap. How do I get out of here? Ah. Think, Sylvester, think. There's always a way out. Schematics. How is there a way out? You're a survivor, Sylvester. And remember what your mentor told you. When troubles are big, take a swig. Now the wheels are turning. Just needed a little lubrication. Ooh, nice shot, Sylvester. Wait a minute. This is a party boat. They've got an amazing projection system. That's it. I won't just get out of this. I'll get out of all of it.
Virgil, are you still alive?
The name's Lou, and I think that was nearly it for my personal force shield. If I'm hit by another of those, I'm toast.
Well, White Hat, bet you never thought you'd go out fighting alongside me, eh?
I'm still not convinced.
You've got a lot of faith.
Don't you? You're very confident.
I don't have faith. I know things. There's approximately 6,033 ways I die here today, and sometimes you've got to take a few steps toward them in order to avoid them. I'm gonna get out of here in one of the 23 ways possible.
Which one have you chosen?
I haven't decided yet. That's what makes it fun. What I do know is that I'm not done with you yet, Virgil.
I've had enough of you, but I know I need you to walk out of here.
So that's it then. A mutual understanding. Comrades.
So be it. They're getting awfully close.
Entering the breach in the ship. Yeah, we're gonna have to set some boundaries around here.
Getting close. Are they leaving? What the?
Don't get out. We don't know what's going on out there.
Regrouping?
Hey, everybody, we drove them away. I think we can...
Sylvester! Are you okay?
I'm...
Sylvester, I'll have you out soon enough.
Leave me. You can't get me out.
Oh, no.
Yep. Right through my favorite lung, too.
No, I'm gonna get you out of here. Mang, Harrow, help! I need to get him out of here!
Oh, I'm gonna bleed out. It might as well be here. In a gambling ship. Alongside the remains of other fraudsters like me.
Oh, Sylvester.
I knew something was bubbling up behind my back. Mang.
Well, there was something real about him. I can't make it make sense to you.
As real as a charlatan can be.
It is a shame, Mang. We are not gonna get that trip out of here.
Oh, we could have left this miserable planet, grazed in greener pastures.
I'm sorry I'm leaving you.
I am too.
No point in you suffering. Or us suffering to hear you.
Harrow, you blackguard!
There's no time for this nonsense. It's time for us to ride. Are you coming?
I have to. That man was my ticket onto a caravan at Starshear Rim. Only whatever profit comes out of this to get off Endymion.
Well, alright. Sounds like it's time for us to take off. We'll use the ship's sensor data to project a flight pattern for our friends out there. Then we'll track them back to the base of operations. The attack was meant to steal the core from us. They didn't know it was here, and they won it. They must have been watching us from afar.
I thought you knew where their base of operations was.
Maybe I'm a pathological liar. One with an acute sense of truth he's withholding. Regardless, I've pinpointed it outside of Starshear Rim. Following the riders makes it easier to find. We gotta be careful. They could still be watching. They're no fan of me. Gather the Macrochenias, and let's ride. That's the last of the Outer Region guards. This place is a fortress, built into the Sandy Mountain Gulch.
Do we just drop the bomb over that peak and hunker down for cover?
No, we need to get inside.
Why would that be?
We don't want to miss our one shot at taking out the Ghost Riders by assuming the actual building in the rock face isn't plated to resist such an explosion. I also want to get in there and kill the old cur and charge it myself, then scalp her.
You're gonna scalp her?
It's my M.O.
You're a monster.
I'm just a man, White Hat, learning from other men. We're gonna camp for the night. We'll execute the plan of attack tomorrow.
What song are you singing tonight?
I'll sing the song of our hero, Virgil Stockwell. I don't believe I've ever shared it with you.
I don't care to hear it.
Are you angry with me?
Of course I am. You don't need to ask to know that.
I didn't kill Gallows or Scheisser or Unkton, whatever he was.
No, because of the debris already had, huh?
Don't try to cover for him. Don't pad his lies. That wasn't him and you know it. Unkton had synthesized a hologram just so that he could fake his death and weasel out of here.
You knew?
Of course I do. But I'm not going to show all my cards. Now am I? You've known me longer than that.
I don't know you at all. Not like I've known dozens of other card sharks.
No, maybe not.
But I have learned something of you.
Oh?
It's the singing. You could have a perfect voice if you wanted, but it's not. You cling to the flaws you make yourself to be more like real people. In some vain attempt at showing your soul or whatever you have in your chest.
You really want to know me, don't you?
Is that too much to ask?
I emulate the worst in humanity, because that's the most genuine. They're reprobates and scam artists, adulterers and killers. It's about the fittest surviving, and I've always got a leg up on that. None of it's about good and evil, it's past that. This is about strength and weakness. It's about giving up the ethics others have been planted on us for the sake of control.
You don't even care what happens to me.
Why should I? None of it is of any avail to me. Not the money, not the job, none of it is valuable. I am just living, with a glimpse into how it all ends.
And I'll bet you have no intention of ending it soon.
Or ever.
The white knight of faith sails across the horizon. Great winds of change blow unheeding along. Tumbling forward, entangled in briars, uprooted from home as a man gone astray. So upward he climbs the great mountain afore him. Onward he goes, still bearing his cross, still seeking the rest that he wishes would know them, as shadows behind him his destiny toss. Restless they travel as with the wind, blown as a gust, knowing no other vein. Lawless and running from where they have traveled, forward the tumbleweed flees from his chains.
You'll emulate men as much as you like, Harrow, but you're never going to be one.
Then I'll just go on preying on them, playing with my kill.
Virgil, you need to act. Soon.
What's the matter?
I had no idea how mad he is. He's a cutthroat and a vermin. Nothing I've ever done, none of the guilt I've got that I couldn't flush away with the memories, none of it compares.
I know. He knows about my plans. If he hasn't acted yet, I don't know what to expect when he does.
The cannon had begun to run out of juice, but it did come in handy one last time to clear up the entrance to the hideaway of the Ghost Riders. It wasn't long until a little knock on their front door had them swarming. Ream charged in first with brazen disregard. I liked his spirit, but it was quickly released to return to his sacred lake bed. He was overwhelmed and taken down. He'd done a good job clearing out some of the thugs who approached the base. Not all of them were marauding pilots. Some of them were skilled foot soldiers. Stockwell was my backup as I went in, two guns pointed at the head of men on either side of me. A shot to my left lowered a 7-foot goon, while a blast to my right cut down a spider-like assassin bot. Out of the corner of my eye, I'd noticed that Virgil seemed to never miss his targets. He had to hunker down multiple times in a row to avoid the onslaught from multi-armed gunslingers, but he always managed to survive.
How are we going to get through that door?
Meng?
All right, you. Try not to think about your key code.
What's he saying?
It's his eye print.
All right, have him give it.
Use your head.
Well done.
Look out, there's more!
Look what I found. Gatlin style. Well, that solves that. Try not to trip over anything, folks.
What's the next step? What's that you got there?
We've come bearing gifts. A sleeve of Unkton's suit he left on his Macrochenia. Okay, Vinette, time for us to talk.
Miss Ixaline will see you now.
Funny how coming in with a bounty really opens doors. The belly of the beast.
Guard yourselves.
Ha! The infamous Harrow. Good to meet you in the flesh. Seems overdue. However, I've been a little immobile as of lately.
Apologies for laying waste to your security guards. They died with valor.
Well, I can always find more. When they stick around, they get antsy for a promotion. Usually it comes through killing their superiors. So you saved me some trouble.
I brought you a little something.
I'm assuming you didn't just terrorize a tailor for that dusty suit jacket.
No, it belonged to the man who put you in that exoskeleton.
Paralysis isn't as much fun as it sounds.
At the very least, it seems you have a sense of humor about it, ma'am.
If I could get my hand on that little viper, I'd tie him in a knot and squeeze him till his eyes popped out. I'd tug him end by end till he came close to ripping. Then I'd run him through the rock grinder.
Perhaps not.
There's only one man with such flair. I assume this is disappointing news, that I can't do all of those nasty things to the little wretch.
No, he's quite dead. But we came for the reward.
The rising star of the Endymion underworld. Harrow is coming to collect after trapping and killing a rat.
One that left you in your own cage.
Oh, so it's about me. Want a job? Personal assassin position? I could always have you off the Governor General, just for the fun of it.
I don't do all that much political. Could be a nice change. No, I'm not interested in just that.
Then why are you here?
There's something else with us you might be interested in. Virgil?
Got it. Ma'am, we present the FTL Corps of the Celestial Queen.
Now, that is very interesting. I'll take a better look here. Things around here could certainly take off with such a contraption. We could organize the runs to Histia. Quite a profit to be made while their civil war brews. What do you want in return for this piece of machinery?
I want to be your right hand.
Ah. Now that is more ambitious. But what do you need with an organization like the Ghost Riders? You're known for being a lone gunman. One that draws naive henchmen, he ends up tossing to the wolves. What does that make these who are here with you?
That makes them expendable.
You led them here on a proposition of wealth and fortune, and you're just going to release them? Aren't you going to get them hired on as well?
No, they've served their purpose.
To prove that, let's say how you feel about me taking out this pretty young friend here.
Harrow, are you really going to just...
Sorry, Mang. I'm afraid this is it. It's over. But it was fun while it lasted.
You can't just do that, Harrow.
Well, if that's the way you want it.
No!
Mang! You killed Ixaline, you fool.
I was trying to say Mang.
She didn't matter. None of them mattered. At least I can take my scalp.
Can't scout vapor.
You took my pride from me.
And you didn't see it coming.
You're learning. But how?
Doesn't matter. We have to get out of here. She must have had a sensor attached to her somehow.
I've zinged up to the core. I'll be able to emit a signal to blow it once we get out of here.
We're gonna have to shoot our way out.
Killed two bird beasts with one shot. Nice.
We're near the exit.
There's the hangar. What if we ride out of here with a bit more aplomb?
What are you thinking?
Well, we have takeoff, but that door is not opening. Let's see how we do as a battering ram.
Well, I suppose it's like my daddy used to say. Doors won't open for you. There's always crowbars.
I'm going to take out a few of these just for fun.
Pay attention to where you're flying. At least you cleared the ridge and didn't send us flailing into the gulch.
It's not as hard as it looks. Now for the pyrotechnics.
Quickly, before the other ships take off.
Signaling?
Yes. Smell the smoke. The scent of chaos. Destruction. It's wonderful. Nothing makes me happier than the...
Virgil! Come!
You said you wanted to feel pain, huh? Well, I've broken your leg. How's this?
Honey, funny. It's where my heart would have been if I were mortal.
But you're not. You're the devil.
We all are my friend.
Now it's time to melt you back down. Now that I've crippled that electric brain of yours.
You fool. You think you can make it in this world? But everyone around you is betraying you.
You sure as hell ain't talking me out of ending you.
She betrayed you. Tara's hands are covered in blood.
No. No. No, you're not taking my dream away from me.
Certainly not me. No. Another woman is meant to betray you.
But... then again, who are you to know?
You're right. My brain has been afflicted with your virus. I guess that there's only really one end. But don't you want to know what I know?
I've got one request. Go to hell. Water. Oh, mercy, water. Help! Is anyone there? Of course not. What? How could anyone be there? What have I done? Well, maybe I've left this world a bit better than I found it. Maybe it's a better one than the one my parents lived and died in. Isn't it? A little more honest. A little more true. What the sun's too bright. Too.
Could I interest you in some sunglasses? Maybe a swig of water, stranger?
Well, if it isn't Salamander, Uncle.
It isn't. But, well, go ahead and not make an issue of it. Climb aboard, my friend.
Where have you been, you old son of a...
I faked my death, as you might have noticed.
You mean you're not a deluge?
Mirage. And no, I'm not. Even after I managed to dig my way out of the casino boat, I couldn't shake the feeling something was calling me. Something this way. So I invested in a new buggy and tracked you all down. I saw what had happened. I suppose Smang...
she's gone. They're all gone. Harrow. Ghost Riders. Smang. Nasareem. Nasareem!
She's gone. What have I done?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Sylvester.
She wanted more than this life. More than this life for both of us.
You'll get that. You could come with us.
Once again, my friend, you might just be saving me.
I'd like to think so.
We'll get you off Endymion soon enough.
On spring, here we come.
Virgil, Mikara. Oh, it's so good to see you.
And you, Terra. Even as I thought the whole world was fading out, I saw your face through it all.
I was so scared you wouldn't return, but there you are, the man I adore. I know what Harrow's capable of, and I'm so happy to see you again. Dad!
Pris! My sweet little cherub. How have you been liking town?
I wish there were more critters, but it's okay.
Well, we'll have you rolling in tall grass soon enough. Let's all gather our things.
Yes!
Virgil, I wanted to let you know I checked our account at the bank to withdraw the money onto our card. We've had 10,000 credits transferred into our account.
The marshal. Somehow she knew. She knew that I killed Harrow? That's the only real explanation.
You'll all be sitting pretty when you get to Sunspring.
That we will. Build a nice big home. Maybe a ranch. Grow critters instead of crops.
Are you all ready to go? My contacts on the caravan are getting anxious.
Yeah, we're coming. Starshire Rim is quite a beautiful city.
Oh yeah? I never thought you'd care for a city.
Well, I should say it's beautiful as far as cities go. But freedom is just dead ahead. That goes for you too, Sylvester.
I suppose that's right. And I'd say that Meng gave me the key. This forgetfulness potion. To take the edge off of a sharp past.
You're going to be a good man. Possibly a good ranch hand.
Thank you, miss.
What are you doing, Virgil?
There they are, the caravan. I just wanted to take one last breath of this old rock's air. It's my home world, regardless.
Of course, Mikara.
Make it a long breath, White Hat. Because it's going to be your last on any world.
Harrow!
You metal wretch. You just won't stay gone. You're looking a bit fried.
Hard times call for innovation.
You surely can understand how anybody would have to make adjustments if they were dropped into a fiery pit. Now couldn't you, Virgil?
This metal rod has to do for a leg for the time being. Then there's my head. Missing part of my face. Oh, and my hair. Hair. Then perhaps maybe I'll use your scalp as a replacement.
You'll have to draw me for it.
I guess we are equals. Maybe like never before, you've been poisoning my brain with that virus emitter of yours. Stealing my innermost thoughts. Now it's the end of the line. We'll see how good you do.
We'll see.
With this.
No! Virgil, no!
My shoulder, you...
Don't move. I'll make your face match.
You'll have to do better than your heroic husband, my little miss. Ooh, shot, shot. My head. My head is melting. Melt is melting. My head. Melting. In pieces.
Virgil, no, honey, no. Virgil, you're okay. You're fine. Everything is okay. We're going to be just fine. We just have to get you to the doctor.
My head. My head, Terra. My head.
It's okay. Your force field made it up in time. Your temple is burned. You're bleeding, but it's going to be okay. It has to be okay.
You got me, my man, Virgil. I can respect that.
The future. I see. Direction.
Dust.
I'm sorry, Virgil, but there's no honest man or woman.
Marshal, what are you...
If you're going to die, I at least owe you a reason why. You didn't miss him, Virgil, but you didn't get him either. I knew you wouldn't. I knew we needed something stronger to draw him out into the light. So we knowingly brought you into his gang, because all while you were patiently waiting to take him out, he was hunting you.
For whom?
Me. I sent Harrow a message offering a major reward for killing you, a man who'd murdered a law officer. And here we are. The most dangerous man on Endymion. Half his head blown off into the streets of Starshire Rim. But that's not good enough. Every trace of him ought to be scrubbed out.
Lupe. Phobos. Epitumia. Epitumia.
There. combusted into a flurry of embers, carried away by the wind. I can only hope the good I do now outweighs what I did to make it happen.
Virgil, I need you. Priscilla needs you. We were going to build a life together. We were going to be happy.
Tara, I love you more than anything in this world or any other. We just were never going to get happiness through this world.
Virgil, here, take this.
What is that?
A potion of mine. It will help.
No, back off. Get out of here with your snake oils.
Your husband has saved me enough times. Let me try and save him.
Now, as for you, Marshall.
Ma'am, I don't think you want to try that.
If there's one thing I've learned, it's that this gun won't miss. You used my husband, and you killed him just the same as if you'd put the gun to his temple and pulled the trigger. If there's one thing that grieves me most, it's the fact that contraption Harrow doesn't have a soul, and he's not going to burn in hell for what he's done. He's not going to pay. But you will.
In the next life, I suppose I will. But I'm going to try and do good all the same. Try to make a little peace, a little order.
Whatever you believe, you'll see soon enough. Sylvester?
For once, let me pay. Let me give back in full what I owe the Stockwells. And if it's vengeance, it's vengeance. As for this potion, I'm sorry, Meng. I can't forget. There is no next life for me. Just this one.
Sylvester, I...
Just go. The caravan will have a doctor. Save your husband. Love your family.
Okay.
This is where my projection ended, lying there in bits. The data had run dry. Pris and Tara pulled Virgil Stockwell on a makeshift cart from a piece of a sack, running towards the train of ships sitting in the heart of town. They ran for salvation, freedom, survival, and at last, hope. Hope that they could make it there in time, and that they could set sail into the stars with that school of ships. As for the man Sylvester Unkton, he stood there over the body of the marshal in the middle of the street. He waited for his fate, for the law to catch up with him. He stood alone with nowhere to run. On the streets of Starship Rim, a copper pocket watch in his hand.
You've just heard episode 3 of Starshire Rim. Starshire Rim was written and directed by Clayton Hester, who served as the lead audio editor. Charlie Libitska played Virgil Stockwell. Clayton Hester played Harrow. Jonathan Reynolds played Sylvester Unkton. Caitlin Daney played Meng. Yours truly, Gabrielle Freitas, played Tara. Ansley Clay played Vinette. Marga MacArthur played the Marshal. And Sarah Gross played Priscilla and the Secretary. The score for Starshare Rim was co-composed by Rachel Harnest and Clayton Hester. Sound effects are from soundbible.com and freesound.org. You can contribute to RRT by going to the Red Hawk Radio Theater page on anchor.fm and clicking on support. Then you can set up a monthly contribution to help RRT grow. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts to help others find RRT. Email us at redhawkradiotheater@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. We hope you have enjoyed this Red Hawk Radio Theater production of Starshire Rim.
Thank you for listening to Monday Matinee right here on the Mutual Audio Network. Please consider subscribing to other days of the Mutual feeds, including Tuesday Terrors for horror, Wednesday Wonders, our science fiction and fantasy magazine, Thursday Thrillers for action, adventure, mystery, and crime drama, Friday Follies, our end-of-the-week comedy series, Saturday Story Circle for kids and families alike, and Sunday Showcase. bringing you the very newest in audio releases for the week from our United Artists of Audio, right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.